Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Recently, it was my privilege to teach the London church staff on the passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The passage contains so much inspiring material and convicting material that I'm breaking it into some podcasts. Today, we're looking at the whole issue of motives, the last of this particular section from verses 2 to 4 about living out a calling from God. If we have the right motives, we will have the right methods. And if we have the right methods, we will leave a legacy and have happy memories of the impact we've had for God in our lifetime. And the people who have memories of us will also have very pleasant memories. And that would be, I think, a good thing. And so how do we make sure our motives are pure and right? As Paul talks about in this passage, he says that we didn't appeal to you from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. The word trick there is the word used of trying to catch a fish. He says that's not what we were doing. We had been tested, and of course he had in Philippi in Acts chapter 16. So his motives were purified by the persecution and the opposition, and he says because of that we know we're approved by God and we have great confidence. Now that confidence is very important to you or I. It's very important if we are going to have an impact, if we're going to speak up and make a difference. If we feel the sense of God's authority behind us and with us, then we will speak even when it is uncomfortable to do so. We will be bold because we sense God's calling. I believe this comes from our relationship with God. It comes from persevering in our relationship with God. It cannot have been pleasant for Paul and his companions to be imprisoned in Philippi, to be stripped, to be beaten. It cannot have been pleasant for them to have been thrown out of Thessalonica after only, about 3 weeks and have to keep moving from house to house and place to place and build up a business and then start again and build up another business and be frequently unsure about their future and where they were going to stay and about their financial situation. These things were unpleasant. They were very, very difficult, and all of us would struggle with that. So what gave him his confidence? It's because he saw that these things were happening to purify his motives. These things were happening because they were a sign that there was an opposition to them that proved that they were from God. This opposition was surely not really human in many ways. So their relationship with God was strong enough to recognize that these things happening to them were beneficial to them and to the gospel. The fact that they had been so badly treated persuaded the Thessalonians that Paul had good motives. It's important that we have a sense of God's authority, and then we speak with greater boldness. The other day I was on the bus, and the bus was very crowded, and there were seats at the back, and I was at the front. Could not get down the aisle because the aisle was blocked and somebody was standing in the way and wouldn't move further down the bus. And I felt awkward about asking them to move. It was a very crowded environment. And then the bus driver, who was right next to my left ear, said to me, "Tell them to move down or I'm not moving the bus." And so I spoke up then in a loud voice and said, "Move down, there are seats at the back." And even when the person in front of me was still reluctant, I then tapped them on the shoulder and then they started to move and the blockage was removed. All the people were able to move to the back of the bus and we found a seat and so did many others, and the bus proceeded on its journey. And what was the reason I spoke up, even though I was so uncomfortable about doing so? It's because the bus driver gave me the authority to do so. When we feel that authority, we are bolder, we are more courageous, we speak up more, we share our faith with greater joy and authority, we speak to one another and bring the truth to one another and love to one another with greater confidence and boldness. It's because we sense the authority that's behind us. It's not about my words and my ideas and my opinions, it's about God's word, God's authority. That's what should move me to speak, whether to the people of God or to the lost. So today, let's tap into God's power. Let's hear his voice of authority and let that be what makes us speak. Well, next time we'll go on to another part of these early verses of chapter 2 to talk about living to please God. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.